Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN Radio. Are you going anywhere this summer?
It's none of your business.
All right, whatever. I think I am going to go one of two places, maybe back to Nashville just because I love it.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I have my youngest son, Dylan, loves, he's a Disney-phile.
Yeah.
And I have never been to Disneyland.
Oh, you'd like it. It's a lot of fun.
Will I get through it quicker? And can you have a beer there? Because you can at Disney World.
Oh, I don't know the answers to those questions, but go. I think you'll like it.
All right. Well, I don't travel that much, but I've heard Johnny Jett on the radio before, and Johnny Jett is with us right now, a money-saving air travel expert. We are happy to have you, Johnny. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I love when you talk about the specials and the best day to get a ticket. Now, I notice gas prices are tremendously up for filling up our car. Is that going to work anyway for jet fuel prices?
You know what? Most likely, you know, the fuel prices are definitely going up, so you probably will see the airfares going up, but there's all kinds of tricks you can do to still find good deals. But the main one is you got to be flexible. You know, the airlines are not going to lower their prices when everyone wants to travel, so you have to go when people aren't traveling. And so, you know, just move your vacation days by a day or two, and that usually will do the trick.
Johnny, a lot of times they tell you that to get your best price, you have to stay over a Saturday. What's in it for the airlines to keep you in a city over a Saturday? Why would that be something?
Well, that used to be more the old school way they were doing it, and that was because they were trying to get the business travelers to pony up the big money.
Oh.
But now you don't really have to spend a Saturday. They haven't brought that back, thankfully, maybe on certain routes. But, yeah, that was definitely the old way to doing it, but now you can buy. A lot of times when I buy tickets, I buy one ways because I'm just not exactly sure what I'm going to return or if my plans change. And that's what a lot of business travelers do. They'll, you know, they have no idea when they're really where they're going next or when they're going home or wherever.
But Johnny, some people will tell you, some travel experts will tell you, it's best to buy your tickets as far in advance as you can, and then other travel experts say, no, buy them as close to your travel date as you could possibly do. Which is the right answer to that?
Neither, really.
No.
So you definitely don't want to wait till the last minute because most airlines will definitely charge you a lot more at the last minute. But you don't want to buy too far in advance either because unless you're going during the holidays, like let's say, you know, I monitor my flights, so I actually already bought my flights for Christmas, which is unusual. But what I do is I set fare alerts. And Google Flights does a great job with fare alerts. There's a couple other companies that do it as well. So what you do is you put in your city pairs, the dates you want to travel, and then they'll alert you when that price drops or it's about to go up. But you just have to have a, you know, common knowledge of, you know, what it normally costs for that route.
Yeah.
And then if you see a good deal, you buy it. But for low fare carriers like Southwest, you definitely want to buy in advance. But other times there are, you know, cities that you don't want to do it because if you book know if they're going to be full or not. So then they start giving discounts.
You know what? We are going
to do that about 3 to 5 weeks.
Your phone is breaking up a little bit. Is Johnny Jett on a jet right now?
Yeah, sounds like her. You know, I tried to Skype in, but your system wouldn't let my phone go through. So I'm on my cell phone.
All right. So if you want to go and find the cheapest way to flight, to get a flight, rather, what is the best way to do it? You mentioned Google Flights where you can set an alert. Is there some way to find cheap flights the best way?
There's really not one way to do it. You have to check all the different websites, but you know, you can check Google, you can check Kayak, you can check Expedia. Also, if you're looking for like Southwest, you have to go to Southwest.com for their flights because they don't show up on any of these other third-party sites. So you really have to do your homework. It takes time, but it's, you know, just be flexible and also look at different airports instead of just going, you know, to the airport that you normally go to. Check ones that are nearby and also where you're going to. You know, a lot of people are going to South Florida, so instead of just looking at Miami, look at Fort Lauderdale because it's only 26 miles away, and it can be a lot cheaper.
And you mentioned Southwest, and the rumor was Southwest was going to start flying to Hawaii. Isn't that happening this year?
You know, they're supposed to happen before the end of the year. If it does happen, it will be probably December, but I'm starting to think it's going to be more likely early next year.
Now, if they do that, Johnny, as planned, if Southwest starts flying to Hawaii, does that make all the competition bring their price down to Hawaii, or do they not? Are they not affected by that?
Well, you know, it depends on the route. So I think Southwest announced like they're going to fly from Oakland. I think John Wayne Airport in Southern California. So I don't know if it will make a big difference. What would make a big difference if they start doing inter-island, which they've kind of toyed around with, saying that they might fly between, you know, Maui and Oahu. Mm-hmm. And if they do, that might bring the prices down because there's not a lot of competition on those routes. But right now, flights to Hawaii have been a lot cheaper. And I'm going to Hawaii for Christmas. And that's where I bought my flight so far in advance because I saw it. And I was going from Toronto, and it went down to $500 round trip. And
wow.
So I was like, I'm buying that.
Oh, my God.
That's tremendous.
It's not good. Yeah, so you can get it. And right now, actually, Hawaii is hurting because...
Well, the lava.
The volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
It's only a small area. It's only on the Big Island. The other islands are not affected. Even the Big Island, all the flights are still going to Kona and Hilo. I was in the airport 2 days ago, and the flight next to me was going to Kona. I mean, you know, the news is making it seem like Hawaii is on fire, and it's not.
But Johnny, to save $300 or $400, I'll take a little lava. I don't mind.
No, you won't.
I know a little.
There was some dude in the news who was sitting on his balcony, and a bubble of lava flew up, and he was in a pretty serious condition. That would be the worst ever.
That ruins a vacation.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
It's worse than Poi.
Yeah, it's way worse than Poi.
I wouldn't go to the Big Island, personally,
no?
Right? No? But I would, no, but I would go to Maui. I would go to Kauai. I'd definitely go to Oahu.
Yeah.
Or Lanai. So.
And I have a girlfriend who lives on the Big Island, and she's about 100 miles away from where the lava is erupting right now. And that part of the island seems to be fine.
All right.
It's just, you never know.
You never know. Johnny, stay where you are, okay? More with Johnny Jett in just a little bit. His website, or if you want to see him online, it's johnnyjett.com. Very, very easy. Stick around more after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Oh,
I really
say
do.
Spoiler alert. I know how the story ends. Come on, Wendy.
Johnny Jett is on the line with us. We talked about ways to find cheap flights. It is a lot of work, and I'm a little lazy in trying to do it. And, Johnny, you mentioned being flexible. Sometimes it's really hard to do that with a family. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure. And I just had a son almost 2 years ago now, so now I'm starting to realize how it does kind of cramp your travel style. But it's still possible. You just got to pull them out of school the right time. You know, the right time and take those vacation days because, you know, I always use Thanksgiving as an example. Everyone wants to travel the Wednesday before and return the Sunday or Monday morning after. But if you change your date, if you just move your date by a day or two, you can save 50% a lot of the times. So you just have to figure out if that's worth it, you know, for missing work or school. That amount of money. And it's like that all around. And that's why I'm always telling people. And also, you can consider making a stop. Sometimes making a stop will save you a tremendous amount of money. If you're a single traveler, it's usually not worth it. And actually, if you have kids, you don't usually want to make a stop because
it's too much of a hassle.
More chances. It is a hassle. So that's why the airlines know that. That's why they charge you more for that. And but there are many different ways to get around it. You know, one way which the airlines don't like me talking about, it's called the hidden city trick. Have you heard of this one?
What's the hidden city trick?
So if there's a route that you know is always expensive and there's no competition on it,
yeah.
I like to use the example, I live in L.A. So L.A. to Charlotte, only American flies that route. But if I was going to buy a one-way ticket from L.A. to Charlotte, it's usually about $550. But if I put in L.A. to Richmond, Virginia, or even LaGuardia, New York, the plane stops in Charlotte, and it goes, and the price is $200.
Oh, my God. So you just don't pick up the second half of your flight?
Exactly. But but the airlines, it's against airline policy. They don't like it.
And you have to have carry-on, right?
You have to have carry-on. You have to buy a one-way ticket. And you got to realize, you know, let's say there is weather in Charlotte, you know, let's say there's really a bad storm in Charlotte, you know, the airline could route you through Dallas or another hub and you'd then end up wherever you bought the ticket. But, you know, the chances of that happening.
Slim.
But Johnny, wouldn't the airline be worried about you? Wouldn't they go, hey, what happened to Johnny Jet? He was sitting here for the first leg of the trip.
It's not a field trip. They don't have chaperones.
I think the airline would worry about you, Johnny.
No. So what you do when you land, you just go to, you just tell an agent, say, by the way, I'm not going to make my second flight, you know, for whatever reason. There's an emergency. I'm not feeling well. Whatever you tell them.
Oh, all right.
And so, they know.
All right.
But, and if you do it often, they can take away your miles.
Really?
So, but if you do it once or twice,
you can get away with it. Yeah.
Well, that's something.
I've known so many people who have done it.
And it's good to keep in your back pocket, really, if you want to do a family vacation and you just can't afford it, because you could save about $200 at times. Is that true?
Even more. It all depends. And if you're a family of four, that, you know, times it by four. But so there's a website actually for that. It's called Skip Lagged, SkipLagged.com.
Yeah.
And one of the major airlines sued them, and so did Orbitz, and they lost.
Wow.
This is
the 21-year-old kid who created it. He shows the hidden cities. So when you go to that website, you click click the button, hidden city, and then put in your city pairs.
What's the website, Johnny? One more time. Give us the website one more time.
Skip Lagged.
Skip Lagged.
S-K-I-P-L-A-G-G.
Can't wait. I'll take a look at it. What about this, Johnny? Did you ever notice, I don't know if this is just me this happens to, I imagine it happens to almost everybody. Say you want to go to Denver, and you put in your computer that you want to go to Denver, and you put the dates, but you don't quite book it yet. You go, I'll think about it, I'll look around. And then you go back next time, and it's $20 more. And you go back next time, and it's another $20. What's going on there?
Well, you know, some people think that the airlines or the online travel agencies are putting cookies in your
cookies.
Computer.
Are they?
So, well, I've only seen it happen once to myself. So, I mean, it can happen, but I doubt it. But
it happens to me all the time.
They'll just change the browser or try your work computer.
He doesn't know how to do that.
I'll have somebody do that for me.
So, the change of browser is really easy. So, let's say you're working on Internet Explorer. Just download Firefox or Safari or Chrome.
All right.
It's right on there. Chrome usually doesn't allow cookies. Also, try a different location. Go to the library and try their computers. But I highly doubt you'll see that. One of the companies really got in trouble for doing it a few years ago. So, I haven't seen it lately.
Okay.
All right, and that website again was skiplaggedpasttense.com?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. That's for the hidden cities.
All right, I you and I both wrote that down.
You got to go there.
We that definitely do. And I've only flown first class once in my life, and it was because a listener was working at Midway Airport when I was flying somewhere, and they called me over the loudspeaker, please report to the check-in desk, and they decided to move me up to first class, and it was awesome. That's never happened again. How can I make that happen again? Because, boy, that was nice.
Yeah, you know, they say once you go up front, it's tough to go in the back. No,
that's what they say.
So if you've never flown first class, you know, don't even bother because then every time you fly, you're going to want to do it. But there are a bunch of tricks. And by the way, for the websites I mentioned and these tricks, I have them all on my website, and I'll actually put it on Twitter. My handle is Johnny Jet, JohnnyJet. But to find to get upgraded is a lot more difficult than it used to be. In the old days, you could just dress nice, be very kind to the flight attendants or the gate agents, and they would upgrade you. But now they have these complex computer systems, and they know, you know, how many people are normally flying, and they time it perfectly. You know, I fly so much. I'm one of American Airlines, you know, biggest freaking flyers, and I'm usually number one for a free upgrade, and I still don't get upgraded because that's how good they are, these computer systems. So the trick is, the way I fly first class now is I usually buy a ticket for first class. And the reason why is because they're so much cheaper than they used to be. And now sometimes the tickets are just $100 more. And I've actually seen first class cheaper than coach on some routes and during some times. And people never seem they never even think to look at first class tickets because they always think it's so crazy expensive like it used to be. But it's changed a lot. Now the airlines just want to make a little bit of money and not give the freaking flyers more space and all these perks. So that's why I tell people not to be loyal to just one airline. Just find whatever is the cheapest deal, and that's a great way. Another way is obviously to use your freaking flyer miles, But to earn them these days, flying is very difficult. So you want to, you know, if you can pay off your credit card bills off on time in full every month, then get a credit card that's offering a lot of bonus miles or that are really transferable. And there's a bunch of them out there, and I have them all on my website. That is a great way to offset your travel costs. But you have to be able to pay your bills off in full every month and without questions. Otherwise, do not get a travel rewards credit card because it will end up costing you a lot of money in the long run.
Do you see why I wanted to talk to him? We get all these tips and tricks. You can go to johnnyjet.com. That's his website, and follow him. You're on Twitter and Facebook as well, Instagram.
And Instagram. Oh, I'm on everything. Just Johnny Jet, J-O-H-N-N-Y-J-T.
Great to talk to you. Happy travels. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Johnny. All right, a quick break, and then Wendy and I are headed to the stream. Come on along with us. I think you'll like it. Or stay right here and listen to Steve on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.